Coming up at the top of the hour, Bishop T.D. Jakes will be our very special guest. Bishop will tell us all about the premieres of his two new movies, A Seven Deadly Sin Story, Lust, and Envy. We can't wait to talk to the bishop, but right now it is time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey, in the building. This one is from May in Culver City, California. It says, in regards to your live strawberry letter with the cheating man, I have a similar situation. I had an affair on my husband, and the first time I cheated, I got pregnant. I couldn't let my husband raise another man's child without knowing it, so I had a DNA test and confessed. My husband chose to stay in the marriage and raise the child as his own. But whenever the spirit hits him, he calls me names and makes my life miserable. In this case, is divorce a better choice, or are his actions justified?
Well, I mean, you know, let me do like women should all do. If the shoe was on the other foot and your husband went outside the marriage and had another baby and you decided to stay, would you not call him a bunch of names whenever the spirit hit? How about every birthday?
Yeah.
That's all the Christmas money when that child support going out the door. I think it's a heck of a man to stay and raise it as his own, and then he spared you the shame of it. But I mean, well, you're gonna throw it in the face. See, the thing about saying I'm sorry is, it that don't fix it. He may eventually stop doing it. But if you can't take it and you want to get a divorce, that's on you.
Yeah.
But where the dude that they gave you the baby at in the first, but where he at?
She didn't say, Steve.
Well, I don't see him raising his hand, volunteer. And I ain't saying stay and take any form of abuse. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because that's not right at any level. You know, but he gonna throw it up in your face every now and then. I don't know how that works. I'm not really sure I could do that. So I don't think I'm the perfect person to have.
Yeah. I think once you do it, you gotta accept it. But you can't keep throwing it back at her if you decide you're going.
Right. Yeah, that sounds real good.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds good.
Exactly. But right, if you're gonna say you're gonna accept the baby and raise him as your own, but so much of the time, I don't know. I don't know if I could take that.
That's tough, yeah. Because you're only human, so there's going to be some moments.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, we're moving on. Joseph in the Bronx, CLO, says, my boss and I have the same birthday, so we went out 2 weeks ago after work and celebrated. She's got a husband that's very jealous-hearted, so she told him we were where she was going and invited him to join us. We invited other coworkers, but they didn't show up. My boss's husband was waiting for us as we walked out of the restaurant. He got in my face and said he'd beat my if I ever tried anything with his wife. I was ticked off and wanted to fight him, but I need my job. How do I settle this? Come on, CLO.
Well, I mean, bro, you can't go out with the man's wife no more. Period. I don't give a damn if y'all got the same birthday.
His boss.
I don't care. She got a husband. She invited him. He didn't go. He probably walked up to the door and saw y'all sitting over there by yourself and decided not to go in.
Because
he going to handle it outside.
Mm-hmm.
So now wasn't nobody. So now he done told you. What you want me to do? Hey, look, apologize. Send the man a letter. Tell him you didn't mean no harm. It won't happen again, and it won't happen again. She can't fire you for this now, homie. Oh, I done took the class.
What?
She cannot fire you for this.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. HR. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because according to the class I took, she has created a hostile work environment for you. You felt obligated to go because it was your boss. Had you go to celebrate the birthday, you didn't want to say no because you didn't want to affect your job. Now you feel like it's a hostile environment because her damn husband all up in your face.
And that's in the class.
That's in the class.
Yeah,
I just took it.
So how should he settle it then, Steve?
And I'm telling you, sir, as an active bystander, which is what I'm being.
Just apologize. And
I would apologize to the man and get it on record that I had to apologize to him.
Yeah, because he's not his boss.
No.
All right.
He is going to whoop your ass. You can believe it.
And he can't fight back because his wife is his boss? Yeah.
No.
Right there.
That's crazy.
No. Once he starts swinging, handle your business, boy.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. That's better.
But
all right,
HR
Sophia.
Can't help it.
Sophia in Dallas
but
says.
HR offices are usually never in parking lots.
Sophia in Dallas says, I'm 42 years old and I'm dating a man that's 11 years younger than I am. We're both financially secure and we've both got nice houses. After a year of dating, I finally met his mom when she came to visit him. His mom asked my age and I thought he had told her that I was older. She started calling me a sugar mama and pointed out that she's only 12 years older than me. He didn't defend me and said it's not that big of a deal. Am I overthinking it?
Well, he didn't defend you. You're 12 years younger than his mama.
11 years older than him.
11 years older than him.
So what are you saying, CLO?
Man, got sugar mama wrote on it to me. But if y'all in a good place and y'all got a good relationship, whose business is it? It really ain't his mama's business. Y'all been at this for a year.
But that's the thing. He didn't speak up. He didn't say anything to his mom when she started calling her names.
Well, sugar mama kind of sweet, though. You know, sugar.
Oh, stop.
You know way better than that.
You know shade with that.
You know, sugar mama better than black ass cougar now. Come on. Come on now.
All right. Well, thank you, CLO. Coming up next, the nephew with Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.